Well, welcome everyone. Thank you for joining. This meditation will include a brief intro about the four pivots and the four pillars. After this, I will invite you to join me in a guided journey through the four pivots and the four pillars using box breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, and loving kindness. This meditation will take about 15 minutes. If you miss something during the first go around, you can always come back to the recording. I recently learned about the four pivots and Dr. Sean Ginwright's book, The Four Pivots, Reimagining Justice, Reimagining Ourselves, from a member of the San Francisco Oakland Bay Area chapter of Coming to the Table. The four pivots are from lens to mirror, from transactional to transformative relationships, from problem fixing to possibility creating, and from hustle to flow. I believe the four pivots correspond to and can help us with the four pillars of coming to the table, uncovering history, making connections, working toward healing, and taking action. Lenses and mirrors help us uncover history and tell our own truths. Transformational relationships help us make connections across lines of difference. Problem fixing and possibility creating help us take action in solidarity with each other. And moving from hustle to flow can help us work toward healing. So now I invite you to join me in a guided journey through the four pivots and the four pillars using box breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, and loving kindness. This is all by invitation. If at any time your mind wanders and is not following along, simply focus on whatever gives you a sense of relaxation and keep coming back to that. We will begin by taking several deep breaths using box breathing and then tensing and relaxing various parts of our body. I invite you to take four deep breaths using box breathing or any way you can breathe deeply. I will read the instructions for box breathing and then ask you to take four breaths on your own. For box breathing, you inhale on the count of four, hold your breath to the count of four, exhale to the count of four, and hold your breath for the count of four. So I'll let you do that four times or take four deep breaths. As you keep focusing on breathing deeply, I invite you to think about how when we do the box breathing and we hold our breath, sometimes feeling the opposite of breathing while holding our breath can help us be more cognizant of our breathing. Next, I invite you to tense and then relax all of the muscles in the lower part of your body, moving from the bottom to the middle of your body. If you are not able to do this, continue to focus on your breathing or whatever you find relaxing. While doing this, focus on the difference between the tension and the relaxation. So tense some of the muscles in your lower body and then relax. Tense and relax. Tense and relax. Next, I invite you to tense and then relax the muscles in the middle part of your body. Again, while you were doing this, focus on the difference between the tension and the relaxation. Tense the middle part of your body and then relax. Tense the muscles and then relax. Tense the muscles and then relax. And now I invite you to tense and then relax the muscles in the upper part of your body, moving from the middle to the top of your body and out to the extremities. Again, while you are doing this, focus on the difference between the tension and the relaxation. Tense and then relax the muscles in the upper body. Tense and then relax. Sometimes feeling the opposite of relaxing helps us discern what relaxation feels like. This is also true for the four pivots. Now I invite you to think of your lenses. Our lenses see the outer external world. Often, if we are looking at the problem of racism, we point the finger outward at other people. I would like you to imagine these other people or individuals and say the following wishes to these people. As you say each line, extend heartfelt caring to the person or group of people. May you be filled with compassion and loving kindness. May you be well in body and mind. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be truly happy and free. Remember that whenever there is one finger pointing outward, there are three pointing inward. This is the mirror, which helps us look inward and reflect on ourselves instead of others. Mirrors can help us see our obstruction spots. They can reflect back the truth about ourselves and identify and heal our own trauma. Now imagine yourself in front of a mirror. As you observe yourself in the mirror, say the following wishes to yourself. As you say each line, extend heartfelt caring to yourself. May I be filled with compassion and loving kindness. May I be well in body and mind. May I be safe from inner and outer dangers. May I be truly happy and free. The next pivot I invite you to imagine is the one from transactional to transformative relationships. I invite you to imagine a transactional relationship in which othering was present, and there was an in-group and an out-group, and a focus on us versus them. Remember how this felt in your body. Now I invite you to pivot and imagine a transformative relationship, one in which you created a loving, authentic, trusting human connection with someone from an out-group. Remember how this felt in your body. Imagine how this is practicing one of the values of coming to the table, love. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. called his followers to love even those who would do them harm. This love transformed both victim and offender and created a powerful foundation for doing justice and building a beloved community. In coming to the table, we strive to do likewise. As you imagine this transformative relationship, say the following wishes to yourself. As you say each line, extend heartfelt caring to yourself and this other person or group of people. May we be filled with compassion and loving kindness. May we be well in body and mind. May we be safe from inner and outer dangers. May we be truly happy and free. The next pivot I would like you to imagine is the one from problem fixing to possibility creating. I invite you to imagine all of the problems we are trying to fix and what we are fighting against and how that feels in your body. Next, I invite you to imagine what we are creating, imagining, fighting for, and dreaming of, and how that feels in your body. The last pivot I invite you to imagine is the one from hustle to flow. I invite you to imagine a time when you were hustling and in a state of frenzy, which included a desperate state of constant unfocused effort and random behavior that consistently failed to produce desired results, and how this felt in your body. Next, I invite you to pivot and imagine a time when you are able to flow and be in a state of consistent, focused, and nearly effortless activity that consistently produced desired results, and a state of awareness that was free of judgment, doubt, fear, and confusion, and was guided by a sense of effortless certainty. And feel this in your body. If you find these pivots hard to imagine, remember you are not alone. It is also important to remember that this is a both-and approach and not an either-or approach. In an interview with Brené Brown, Dr. Ginwright, the author of the book Four Pivots, said, "I look at these pivots as a braid. They're braided together, they're tightly knit together, and you can't think of them one without the other. So it's like mirror work braids together our relationships, that weaves together our notions of possibilities, that connects our ability to have flow. And flow allows us to slow down, to have deeper relationships, and it braids. And it creates the space for us to do the reflection. And it gives us the time to think differently and to see our lives and look at the possibilities, even in difficult situations. And so these are all braided together, our transformative relationships. You don't get to mirror work without the transformative relationships. So the transformative relationships, the ones that matter for our humanity, with the people that see you as a human being, those are the ones that show you the mirror. So they're braided together and you can't separate them, really. So what is important is to ask ourselves and think about the following questions. How do we look outward and inward with equanimity and compassion? How do we create more transformative relationships? How do we think about problem fixing and possibility creating? How do we cultivate more flow? When we ask these questions, we will ultimately find the answers each of us needs for deep change. In conclusion, we can now recite the following to ourselves. May we shift from an external focus that limits our perception to one of honest self-reflection. May we build connections that leverage our shared humanity for collective care and compassion. May we shift from problem fixing to problem creating. May we move from hustle to flow. May we continue to work on these four pivots and the four pillars: uncovering history, making connections, working toward healing, and taking action. When you're ready, please take a few more deep breaths and we'll return to the room. And remember that you can return to this recording to review the four pivots and the four pillars.